So how big a challenge do these receivers in tandem, you know, small and explosive to big and overpowering, pose for your corners?
You know, we challenged them this morning. There's no doubt both of them can take you deep. Demarius can definitely run routes, you know, extremely well. And both of them, once they catch the ball, have a good chance of creating some yak yards. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us. We got to go in there and figure out, you know, do we need to bracket them? Do we need to cloud them? Do we, whatever we need to do to try to eliminate them from making explosive plays. So they're a challenge.
Sorry. Pretty critical to have your pass rush back in here the last couple of weeks now.
Yeah, it's, you know, they're starting to hum a little bit, which is good to see. We did some good things last week, especially with an athletic quarterback like Tyrod is. But, you know, it's going to come down to those guys getting good pressure and playing tight coverage on the back end.
With your pass defense, Todd, when you got the promotion, had those meetings in the spring, was there a mindset that you had to change in terms of how you wanted these guys to play on the back end?
Yeah, there was, you know, some things that, you know, just being in this package a while and having an understanding of how we play this thing. And they've done a nice job of, you know, executing and being on the details. Yeah, you know, that's very, very important in the back end. And they're doing a great job of executing the package. And that's a credit to D-Walk and obviously the players of, you know, eliminating explosive plays. We gave up so damn many explosive plays last year. You know, it was like the 4th of July. But this year, you know, we've done a real nice job of keeping guys in front of us. Gippy keeping the ball in front of him, being back when he's back. You know, it's just a credit to that whole group and their coaches.
Are you sacrificing some of the chances to break up passes by, you know, limiting the big plays?
Yeah, because, you know, I think, you know, it shows, you know, what happened on Sunday is big plays can kill you. You know, there's not a lot of offenses and a lot of offensive coordinators that will have the patience to just nickel and dime you all the way down the field. And, you know, so we try to make them earn it. I think Kubiak is one of the coordinators that does do that. But, you know, we're going to try to make them earn everything they have. And if we can eliminate explosives, you know, the points per drive goes down a lot. So, you know, that's one of our base philosophies.
What did you think of Malik's play against the Bills?
You know, he had a couple of real nice plays. Obviously, the one, you know, we went with an 8-man drop, and, you know, he came out, plugged the shallow crosser, and then seen the quarterback running, and he go and ran him down and made a hell of a play. So he's playing well right now. He's disruptive. He's getting pressure on a quarterback. And the thing about him is he's not selfish. You know, he came in here to rush the passer, but he also understands we're going to ask him to drop at times, which not a lot of people do that, but it shows on that play. You know, he eliminated the route, and then he was able to get a sack. So it's a credit to him what type of human being he is.
When Paul says he feels like he should be playing better, does that raise the bar for other guys' mindset?
Who's this now?
Paul Pazuzny.
Oh.
He wants more for himself. Is it raised?
I think that's just Puzz. You know, he expects himself to be elite, and according to me, he is an elite linebacker in this league. He makes a lot of plays. He makes us go on defense with all the checks, and, you know, we'll go into some calls last week. We had three different defenses on one call, and he gets us lined up. He gets everybody in position to make plays. So, in my opinion, he's playing at an extremely high level.
Do you have to be careful not to change stuff you're doing just to change? Because it looks like it's working well, but obviously the wins aren't coming.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm not going to change. You know, this package is tried and tested over time, you know, in three different places, and it works. If we execute, it works. So, you know, we're not going to go in there and do any changing and that kind of stuff. I think we're playing solid. We got to eliminate some big plays, you know, and be consistent for full 60 minutes. But we're going to do what we do. And, you know, we're just going to coach the details of it.
Is that an interesting balance for you? I mean, just because it's a few plays right now. Outside of that, you guys are – it's you get the sense in the locker room they feel confident about how they're playing.
Yeah. And you know – right. Yeah. And, you know, it was three plays. And a couple of those plays, you know, give credit to Buffalo, you know, a couple of the deep passes. But other than that, I think they played hard. We just got to eliminate, you know, those one or two plays in crucial times. And then when we get late in the game, we got to get our butts off the grass. And, you know, that was unfortunate on that 3rd and 8, the run. We got to get off the grass in that situation.
They've been giving Booker a lot of carries, but it doesn't seem like his numbers are all that explosive. But what kind of back do you see in Booker?
You know, he's a north-south type runner. He gets downhill. If you can keep his shoulder square to the line of scrimmage, you know, he's a one-cut guy. And he has real good vision within their zone scheme. You know, Kubiak's been running this stuff in Houston, and when he was in Baltimore, we played him. So it's a challenging thing for our guys in our front 7. But he has real good vision. Their offensive line cuts on all levels. And So he can see it, he can hit it, and he has the ability to take the thing, you know, deep. So it's going to be important for us, but he's a solid downhill back.
What stands out about Simeon, the quarterback?
You know, he's very athletic. You know, I hadn't seen him play prior to this week, and it's a situation he can get out of pressure. He can run. He's athletic. And if he has time, he's very accurate, especially on those intermediate routes. And, you know, they run the ball, and then take a shot over the top of you. And he's got the ability to get the ball deep to those wide receivers. So he's a solid quarterback, and he's only going to get better as his career develops.
What makes the scheme so tough to defend? It's like you know what they're going to do, yeah, and they're so successful at it. Why is this?
Well, it's the same stuff that, you know, Tom Cable has ran when we were in Seattle. It's just the zone scheme. You knock it out, and all of a sudden here comes a 12-yard run, you know, because it's, you know, the back is seeing it, and then one guy gets cut, he cuts and goes. So what they try to do is they try to stretch you, get you running, and then cut back on you. So you can play your gaps, be sound and all that stuff, and then all of a sudden one guy's out of his gap, and it's usually a big play. So it's tough to defend, but consistently you got to stay in your gaps and fight off cut blocks.
Yannick leads the league in sacks for a rookie.
Yep.
Six. Are you pleased with where he's at this point in the year? I mean, he had a lot of success early,
yeah,
and then kind of went missing for a few games and then has come back.
Right. In those games where he didn't have sacks, he had pressure. You know, so we knew he was, you know, a consistent pass rusher. You know, we loved him coming out. But, you know, it's a credit to him. He works hard. He studies at what he does. He studies the offensive linemen. But I still think he's just, you know, he's a rookie, and he's still just scratching the surface. And, you know, we got two young guys that I think are only going to get better in time.
Did you see a different gear from him, though, Buffalo? Or did it just kind of look? Did it
show up? We challenged Yannick a little bit on some things this past week about, you know, some effort types of things, because he does try to save himself. But he's got to understand that we can rotate guys and you'll be fresh. And when you play, you got to go a million miles an hour. And I think he really did that on Sunday. And it was really good to see him really, you know, ratchet up the effort and stuff. And I think that's kind of what showed up.
Was that a college habit from a guy who's probably asked to play 60, 70, 80 plays?
You know, a lot of it is they don't realize that, you know, we're going to rotate defensive linemen. And, but, you know, he understands it with the conversations and stuff that we had. And the credit to him, he came out and played his butt off on Sunday.
Where's Dante at with his technique as far as his pass rushing?
You know, it's a work in progress, just like with all rookies. You see some real good flashes. He did some nice things, got a disruption, got him off the spot. We were able to get off on third down. So, you know, his technique is coming. He's doing a great job of working at it. You know, he's got a great work ethic. He comes out to practice every day and fine tunes it. We just got to continue what we do in practice carries over to games for him. But once again, you know, he hasn't even scratched the surface how good he's going to be.